This is the third section of the great celebration of the Epiphany, the appearance. The appearance of what and whom? Those that follow this in the liturgy from the feast day of the Epiphany itself, when the three wise men came to offer their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to honor, to thank the newly born King and Lord of Majesty for being their Savior as well as the Savior of the chosen people. That was the first apparition. Who is the Savior? And the second, the baptism of the Savior, what is it that he does that makes it possible for us to rejoice, to have hope, not to despair? And when do we begin to share in this stupendous joy, this paradise that never ends? That is a celebration of the feast of the marriage feast in Cana. If we recall for a moment the Epiphany, first part is who appears? Jesus, King, the Lord of all. The second, the baptism of Jesus, who had no need to be baptized himself, was an indication of the plan of God, that our Lord would be as a kind of recapitulation to the entire preceding history from the time of Adam, his creation, and then, as it were, his fall, original sin, together with Eve, to be the basis of a hope, and now the hope is being realized. Because the symbolic baptism of John, that's all it was, a kind of immediate preparation for the work of our Lord, points to that the more perfect, infinitely more perfect sacrifice, a sacrifice what is called by our Lord his baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire, exactly what St. John the Baptist said. And so we have at the end of his introduction of the Savior to the people that he is to save, and their preparation by John, we have, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world, before who asked me to be baptized when I should be baptized by him." That's the answer of our Lord. To us it seems very strange and it's hard to understand. It's a very simple. But for the moment, it is appropriate that I be baptized symbolically, not because I need to be freed from sin, but because I need to do what only I can do, that you should be freed from the consequences as well as the guilt of original sin and your personal sins. This is the heart of the meeting. And there's a kind of conclusion to that meeting with John, with some of the major figures in the work of salvation, those whom Jesus would call to be disciples. And they were disciples first of John, and they went up and touched our Lord. Lord, can we see where you live? Can we come and visit you? Of course you can come and visit you. And they didn't know that they were going to stay forever with him, but anyway, they went to visit with him. And 3 days later, we are not told how our Lord and the disciples that were with him at his baptism, that arrived so quickly in Cana, is to the north of Judea. Anyway, that is not the major point. It is simply this, that just as the plan of God was revealed in accord with who is going to save us by a sacrifice, but the very sacrifice itself that can, as it were, be likened to one being dunked in water over his head and then pulled up again. Dunked, as it were, as he went down into the depths of the earth and is, as it were, subjected to the darkness of death. And because he rises up, as it were, to have, as it were, one everlasting life with the resurrection. And what is it, as it were, that symbolizes in this revelation, this appearance of the plan of God? Precisely that of the great banquet. That throughout the scriptures, old and new, the great banquet refers, as it were, to the everlasting bliss of heaven. and especially here, as it were, that it begins to be celebrated. Even after Jesus, before we leave with Jesus for heaven, that those who go down, as it were, with the new baptism into the waters, burial with him at baptism, will come up living. And to what are they welcomed when they come up living? Precisely to that banquet that never ceases. The banquet, which is the immediate, as St. Bonaventure says, is the immediate fruit of the death and resurrection of our Lord. Or thus, as it were, we are initiated into the actual sacrifice of our Lord at Calvary by way of the sacrament of baptism. And we begin to realize the unending joy of that sacrifice in the mystery of the Eucharist, where we are able to sacramentally, but really participate with the very same sacrifice of our Lord on Calvary. And if we, as we read, there are many things that we can realize by reading and meditating in the great mystery and the symbolism of the marriage feast at Cana. The marriage feast in the first instance indicates that great joy at the everlasting union of Jesus and the church. This is why he is called the bridegroom, and the church is called the bride. And what is it, as it were, that we enter not just the moments of joy, but the joy of an everlasting bliss that is symbolized by the great wedding feast of the Heavenly Father, what he has done for his Son, who was so faithful in carrying out his command to him, that he should lay down his life in order that we might have life forever. And secondly, as it were, as we begin to celebrate this great feast on earth, even before we get fully to heaven and be there permanently, as it were, we encounter so many doubts. How many times have we met people, maybe experienced ourselves some doubt? Is this really believable? Can it possibly be true that this is what is not only going to happen, but is already happening? And the answer is yes. But Our Lady has come, that is, she is the mediatrix of all graces. And she has, at the wedding feast, as it were, as she was present at Calvary and cooperating with our Lord in the work of redemption, just as she cooperated with the Father in bringing our Savior onto earth, so, as it were, she intercedes for us. She said, "My son, no wine." What does lack of wine at the feast? Therefore, it's not quite as good as you cracked it up to be. Wine is a symbol of happiness, of joy. It's another way of saying they are still not, as it were, full of that joy that comes from a solid faith and a truly wonderful hope. For objectively speaking, there is that wonderful hope, but it is not transforming everyone's life. So our Lord says, "What is this to me and to thee?" It means I've got to offer this sacrifice before I expect it to, or something like that. Now, Lady was not, as it were, at all, as it were, put off by that. Our Lord said that for our good, not for hers, for much. And so she simply said to the waiters, the servants, that's all of us, all of it, do whatever he tells you to do, and you will not be disappointed in this life or the next. And so, as it were, they asked the waiter, the waiters, the sub-waiters, they have no joy, they have no wine. And it says, "Here we have brought you some," not telling how it was procured. And the head waiter said, "My goodness, as it were, this is incredible. But it's true, it's happening right before my eyes. Nobody keeps the best wine to last. Rather, you, as it were, get everybody a little tipsy at first with a good wine. And then you can get rid of all the wine that's ready to be thrown out and save the rest of the good wine for another occasion. But now we have something new. The joy never ends once we have come to be admitted permanently to heaven. Let us remember these things. How wonderful is the plan of the Father of our salvation. So many things that we thought as simply impossible, possible. They are the very things we need to remember and to speak of, especially in these times where there is so much questioning of the wisdom of our Lord. Something has to be changed here, something has to be changed there. The fact of the matter is the plan of God is not going to be changed by anyone. And what does not conform to it is going to be either corrected or put to the side. The wonderful thing is that we have close to us always Jesus and Mary. And with that, as we're, all the rest, as it were, can be annoyance, can be sacrifice that we make as a kind of extension in us of the sacrifice of Jesus. But the important thing is that our faith is supported as a true faith, and our hope as a hope that is not going to be disappoint us. That brings us, of course, to the final point, that we can go off to live with him, to form a community, as this point, as the next verse, as it was not read here, we go down to Capernaum to begin, as it were, a small community of the church with our Lord, our Lady, and the apostles. The community that continues to exist and provides the means that we need in order to participate in this stupendous plan of salvation, and be ready when our Lord calls us, and to help others to be ready when they are called to participate forever in heaven. Let us this morning give thanks to him with the support of our Lady, of all the wonderful gifts that he has revealed would be ours, and so much more that was not immediately revealed. But even when we know that somewhat more, we are still only at the beginning, as St. Paul says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, the wonderful things that the Father has prepared for us for that heavenly banquet that will never end. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Oh,